So just to be clear, that means the score is now middle schoolers.
No.
How many middle schoolers?
2,500.
And high schoolers, how many?
500.
How many more weeks do they have to catch up? Just curious. So we're the students, you guys are, we're so glad that you're here, and you guys are in a series called Squad Wars, and it's this whole idea that God has designed us to be a part of a squad, to be a part of a community. And you don't really need us to tell you that because it's actually a big part of our culture, right? We see squads or teams all over in our culture, especially in TVs and movies. There's all kinds of squads. You see it going back and through movies, famous squads. So we're going to continue the fun. I want to just have a little bit of fun with you. We're going to play a little bit of a game called Famous Squads. So I'm going to have my helpers come out, and here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put a picture of a famous squad on the screen. You're going to have to see if you know that squad. If you know that squad, put your hand up and shout it out as quickly as possible. And the first person, you have to do two things at the same time. Raise your hand and say it out loud. You're not raising your hand to be picked on to say it out loud. You're raising your hand and saying it out loud at the same time. Make sense? So we're going to practice. You guys hang tight. We're going to practice. We're going to practice on the first picture. Ready? So the first squad is this.
Avengers!
Okay, good. All right, raise your hand and say it. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you three. You're going to go to these two sections right here. These three, you're going to go to these two sections right here. And these three, you're going to go to these two sections right here. So these two sections, you guys are going to play first. Okay? I'm going to throw a picture up there. Then we're going to play you guys. Then we're going to play you guys. All right? I'm going to do two squads for each section. So, Abby, you're going to watch, and the first person to raise their hand and say the answer is the one who gets the $5 gift card to Starbucks. Free coffee. All right. So, let's take a look. These two sections only. Everyone else? Shh. These two sections. Ready? Squad number two. Right here. Awesome. Good job. All right. We're going to jump to this one. We'll come back to you guys in a second. We're going to jump to this one. Squad number three. Right there, blue shirt. Blue shirt. All right. Bonus points if you can finish this sentence. I love it when a plan comes together. Awesome. All right, these two sections. Here's yours. Ready, next team, go. Ghostbusters right there. Good job, good job. All right, we're back over to these sections. Are you ready for your next team? Let's see what number we're on. We're on number five. Here we go. X-Men right there in the white shirt in the back. Good job, man. Good job. Right here in the middle. You guys ready? Next one, number six. I heard a Rat Pack right over there. This is an older one. This is different generations. That's the Rat Pack. That's about right. Now, moving forward a couple decades, we have this squad. Right there, Brat Pack. That's the Brat Pack. That's the Brat Pack. All right, you guys are up. Back to you guys for squad number eight. Look closely. Mighty Ducks, who said it? Right in there in the back. Very good, very good. All right, middle two sections, squad number nine. Right there, that young man right there, G.I. Joe. Bonus points, and knowing is half the battle. Awesome. All right, these two sections right over. You got our last squad. This is a little tricky. See if you can guess it. Here we go. Average Joe's right there. I heard dodgeball, but I didn't hear Average Joe's, so right over there. Good job, everyone. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you. Speaking of famous squads, how about the Phoenix Suns? Yeah. You're next NBA champions, I believe. So this idea of being a squad or having a team being a squad, it's permeated throughout our culture. It's woven into the fabric of our hearts. And even if we haven't experienced it, when we see it, we say, yes, I want that. I want to have that squad because God has designed us to be a part of a community of people who have shared values, shared priorities, shared goals. And God's designed us for that. People who care for one another and support one another. And squads are powerful. They have a powerful impact on our lives, but they also will multiply the impact of our lives because we can accomplish more together for the kingdom of God than we can on our own. And for those of us who are followers of Jesus, our squad is what? The church, right? Not a trick question. For those of us who are followers of Jesus, our number one squad that God has designed us for is the church. And students, you know this already. You've been talking about it, that the church is designed to be our squad. So today, I'm not so much going to come and teach you something new. Normally, someone comes up when they teach students, they're trying to convince you of something or to teach you something to make you behave differently or whatever else. Today, I'm going to do something entirely different. Today, I'm going to make a commitment to you. And I'm speaking to this section because there's a lot of students here. But I know there's other students elsewhere. But we're going to make a commitment to you. I want to start by unpacking a little bit of what our squad identity is, and I'm going to make us a commitment to you. So if you would open your Bibles to 1 Peter, we're going to look in 1 Peter chapter 2, and I'm going to pray, and then we'll get started. Well, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to gather today as a body of Christ. And we thank you for the students who are here, for the middle schoolers and high schoolers, that we get to be a place where they can come and realize their role in your story as well. And so we invite you, Jesus, we invite you, Holy Spirit, to lay open our hearts, to lay open our minds, and open us to your will. Open us to your encouragement, God, and set a path for us that we can walk it confidently, knowing who we are in you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. So we're in 1 Peter. We're going to look in 1 Peter. And Peter was written by this guy named Peter. And Peter was the OG. He was one of the very first disciples of Jesus, one of the very first people that was called to follow Jesus. If you can imagine that, almost before really Peter and a couple other people, there was no one who was following Jesus. He was one of the original guys who was a part of the first squad of Jesus. He listened to Jesus. He talked to Jesus. He shook Jesus' hand. They laughed together. And he's writing this letter so that people will know what it is to follow Jesus. And so here's what he says, starting in verse 9, 1 Peter 2, 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. And what's interesting is that Peter here is addressing a group of people, not just an individual. See, often when we talk about identity, we think of it in terms of our individual identity. But Peter is talking about our corporate identity. He's writing to this group of people and he's saying, you have an identity, a squad identity, as well as your personal identity. And that's important. Having our individual identity is great, and spiritually it's great. If you ask someone, hey, who's a follower of Jesus, and you say, what's your identity? They might say, I am a child of God, which is awesome, and that's true. It's great to know that individual identity, but there's also a corporate identity, a squad identity that God wants us to embrace. And we know this. We all have squads we're a part of in our life, right? How many fans of the Arizona Cardinals are here, right? Yeah, so you got a squad, or how many of you, I'll tell you what, on the count of three, tell me what high school you went to. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Awesome. So you guys all went, except for you all, like, went to the same school. But a lot of you went to different schools, right? So just imagine you're driving in your car, and you see someone with a sticker from your high school on it. My first reaction would be, what are you doing all the way from Seattle? But you see that sticker. What does it do for you? Say, oh, I know that school, I know that place. And then let's say you're going to the same place and they get out of their car and they have a big shirt that has that high school name on it. And they go, hey, I know that high school. I went to that high school. Do you know this person? Do you know that person? Did you have this teacher? Weren't they terrible? I mean, weren't they great? I mean, you talk to them because you have this common bond. But so often our group identities are invested in things that are entirely secular. Things that are not prioritizing our faith. And that's not inherently bad. We belong to teams and things like that. But God designed us to also invest in a corporate identity, a group identity that feeds our individual identity. So that our individual identity and our group identity, they come together and they mesh. How many of you have seen the Mighty Ducks? In that group, in that movie, they have different personalities and they all have to mesh together, right? We have to mesh and come together in our common group identity. And so Paul is saying, hey, you have this corporate identity. It's a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. And so middle school and high school students, this applies to you. This is a present tense verse. You are, we believe as a church that you are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. You are a special possession of God. You are a holy nation, and you are an integral part of our church. You are not just the church of tomorrow, you are the church of today. And you have an important role to play in our group identity. So I want you to do something for me, students. I just want you to say these phrases, to repeat after me, all right? Because we just said some identity. So just say, we are royal. Good job, give them a round of applause. They're paying attention. Very good. All right, we are holy.
We are chosen.
Awesome. So here's my commitment I want to make to you, that we as a church are committed to being your squad. And we know that you are committed to being your squad, but we want you to know that we as a church are committed to being a squad where we all together walk out these identities. So there's four specific ways that happens. In 1 Peter 10, it says, one, here's one, we will remind you that you are chosen. We will remind you as a church that you are chosen. In 1 Peter, it says, you are a chosen people. So in case you didn't know, you probably already experienced it, but there's going to be times when you're not chosen. There's going to be times when you're not chosen for the job you want. There's going to be times when you're not chosen by the boy or girl to go to the dance that you want to go to. There's going to be times where you're not chosen for the team that you want. There's going to be times when you're not chosen. In those times, we want you to come to us so that we can remind you, you are a chosen people. When you feel rejected, when you wonder if it all matters, when you wonder if you matter, you come to us, anyone in this room, and we will remind you, you are a chosen people. And together, we are chosen by God. As it says in Ephesians, you are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works prepared in advance for you. And we will be a church that reminds you of that. Number two, we will empower you to make a difference. It says you are a royal priesthood. How many of you walking around going, I'm a royal priesthood? Haley, that's awesome. We'll get you a t-shirt that says royal priesthood right there with your face right in the middle right there. That's just not common language for us, the royal priesthood. But the idea of being royal is belonging to the king, suitable for the king. In the Greek, it means clothed with royal dignity and authority. We belong to the king, and we are called to think and act based on his authority to accomplish his purposes. And you know, a priest doesn't just go and receive something for themselves. A priest isn't just walking out their faith for their own selves. A priest is actively and proactively involving themselves in the development of faith of other people. That's what a priest does. A priest is committed to helping others know who God is, love God, and follow God. So we recognize as a church that you students who are here, and that includes middle schoolers and high schoolers, you have a calling and an authority from God to impact your world. You have gifts. You have talents. You have things that God wants to use in amazing and powerful ways. And so we will be a place where you are not just the invited, but you are the inviter. We have a place where you can participate in serving in ministry. You can use your gifts and talents. We'll make a place for you to lead. And you know, a great way for you to be involved is actually in this 33 days of prayer right here. I would love it I would love it if you students would join us in the 33 days of praying for our church. It would be awesome to know that you are praying alongside us as we seek God's will for our church. Number three, we will cultivate a community that prioritizes your spiritual health because you are a holy nation. Now, holy just means set apart and devoted to God. You just set apart and devoted to God. So how many of you build Legos? I build Legos. Legos are awesome. And normally with just regular Legos, you build your Legos, you build something, then you get them playing with it, and what do? You take it apart, right? Then you put it back in the bucket, and you got 15 buckets with Legos. Actually, most of you don't put them back in the bucket. You just lay them on the floor so that your parents can step on them and bleed. But... Amen. But then sometimes you get the Lego creation that you want, something, and you put it together and you don't put it back in the box. It's set apart. You say, I have a purpose for this. I'm never going to take it apart. It has a distinct purpose. That's the idea of holy. It's set apart. It's not going back into the box. It's set apart for a distinct purpose. And that's holy. So you're set apart. And then a people, that's the word nation means a group of people who belong to and live together. That we're a group of people who live together, who do life together, and belong to one another. So here's the thing. No one person can be holy on their own. No, we can't fully devote our lives on our own without a community of people that's encouraging them. And so we are committed to investing money, time, resources, prayers into a community called Student Union where students can come and develop relationships with other students and with leaders, where they can come and when they have a question about faith, they can say, I don't understand this. This seems stupid. When they have a doubt about something that God is doing, they can say, hey, I'm really struggling with this. I don't understand this. A place where when they grieve, students, when you grieve, that you can come and there will be people here who put their arms around you and grieve with you. When you're questioning, they'll walk with you. And when you're celebrating, we will celebrate with you. When you graduate, we'll celebrate your graduation. Number four, we will call out the worshiper in you. Because it says, this is also that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness. We together, and you guys, don't you guys have a great worship team? Yeah, you guys have an awesome worship team who's in there on Sundays calling you guys to worship. And so we'll provide that for you, an opportunity for you to worship. Not only there, but we also invite you to come join us in here as well and worship with us and walk out our role in God's story as worshipers. Now, this is not just a commitment I'm making on my own. It's one thing for me to stand up here and me to say all these nice, happy things. But I want you to understand that it's not just me. Now, there's other people in this church who are making the same level of commitment. So, adults, I want to ask a favor of you. If you agree with me that Mountain Park should be a place where students can thrive in their identity as followers of Jesus, where we have a corporate identity with them as a holy people, as a royal priesthood, as a chosen people. If that's you, and if it's not you, that's fine. If you're visiting or you don't know, that's fine. But if that is you, would you please just stand up? So students, I want you to look at these people and look at these faces. Because these are people who are saying, we are your squad. We are your people. We have your back in prayer. We have your back in person. We have your back. And so now, adults, if you'll do me one more favor, I would love for us to just verbally affirm to them this morning our desire for that to happen. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to repeat some of the things that I just said. I'm just going to say, we will be a place or will you be a place where? And then if you can just verbally affirm that by just saying, we will. So these students hear it from you and not just from me. Will you remind students that they are chosen by God and set apart for his purposes? Will you make a place for these students to be royal priests who serve alongside you and impact their world for the kingdom of God? We will. Will you pray for our students, give sacrificially of your time, talent, or resources to ensure that Mountain Park provides a place for them to build spiritual community? Will you view them as fellow worshipers and invite them to declare the praises of God? Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Now, students, you get to stand up. Wherever you are, students, middle schoolers, high schoolers, stand where you are. And if you would just do me a favor, those of you who just made the verbal affirmations, would you just extend a hand to a student near you? You don't have to actually touch them. Just extend a hand toward them. And I want us to pray for them as we wrap up the message part of this. I just want to pray for our students. And would you pray with me? Lord, we thank you for this generation of students. And God, and you know them individually, and you see each of them, their individual hearts. You see where they have been, where they will go. And as much as you see them individually, you also see them corporately as a part of your body, the church. And so, God, we set them apart as belonging to you. We put them into your hands, and we pray that your kingdom comes and your will is done in them, that they know who you say they are, and they walk in that truth that no matter what they hear from anyone else, no matter what they hear from the media, what they hear in their own minds, no matter what they hear from anyone else, that they know who you say they are, and they walk forward in that identity, not only individually, but corporately together as a community. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You can all stand as we continue to worship this morning.
Every single lie that tells me I will never measure.
us, and that we would encourage these students, and that we would remind them of what you say, that they are held, that they are loved, and that they belong here at Mountain Park. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So if you are a regular attender at Mountain Park, we invite you to stay for our congregational vote. If you're 16 years older and you're a regular attender, please stick around. If that's not you, you're a visitor, whatever else, please feel free to head out. Our ushers are going to begin passing out. Those of you who are sticking around, they're going to pass out your ballot, which will look like this. There should be pens and a seat back in front of you, but if you don't have one, just flag someone down. They'll try and get one to you. Do not fill this out yet. I'm going to walk you through the instructions. If you'll just grab this and hold on to this. If you're watching online, there will be a ballot online that you can use to vote as well. That'll be live in the chat. But if you will just hold off until I can walk you through the instructions, that would be great. Again, if you're a regular attender at Mountain Park, please stick around and be part of our congregational vote. All right, so here's how this works. At the top, you'll see the affirmation that you are qualified to vote, that you fulfill the appropriate criteria to vote, and those criteria are right there. By voting, by filling out this ballot, you are automatically affirming that you meet those qualifications. By voting, you're affirming that you're 16 years old, that you have attended Mountain Park for at least 6 months, and have lived during that time in accordance with its teachings and beliefs. So you have to affirm that, and then you can vote. And then you'll see on there are three new nominees and then two renewals that are on there. And you're gonna vote on each one, okay? So you can approve two, you can disapprove two, you can approve three, you can disapprove, you can do whatever you want. You just approve or disapprove each individual person. And then at the bottom is our yearly budget, our proposed budget, which you can also vote to approve or disapprove. So you guys can go ahead and take the time to vote now, and then when you're done, you can hand them to our ushers who are in the back on your way out. I'm gonna pray for us as you're voting, and then we'll be done. God, thanks for the opportunity to be a part of making decisions for your church. We ask that you lead us and you guide us, and we surrender all that we are to you in Jesus' name. Amen.